And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to The Experience live from DerpyCon. And I am now being joined by Colleen O'Shaughnessy. You may recognize her voice as she was the voice of Tails on Sonic Boom, Wasp on Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, Sora on Digimon, and she's also done voices in Monsters University, Toy Story 3, Spirited Away. I love that movie, by the way. Cars and so much more, as well as video games like Xenosaga, Hitman, both South Park games, Final Fantasy VII and 13, and Fallout 4, another game I love greatly. So, Colleen, thank you for your time. And how are you enjoying DerpyCon?
Oh, I'm having a great time. So far, so good. I was a little exhausted yesterday. I took a midnight red-eye flight from L.A., so I was literally working on 2 hours of sleep. But today, much more refreshed.
I remember that for the welcome ceremony.
Yeah, I couldn't see straight. I was so tired. But I got a great night's sleep, and we're having a great time. And the fans, everybody's so nice, and it's just been lovely. So far, so good.
So, just to give people more of a background on you, how did you get into doing voice acting?
Well, I have a background in musical theater, so I was going to the University of Michigan for musical theater.
So you're Wolverine?
Yes, go blue. I always just kind of did voices. I would give voices to babies that couldn't talk or animals, cats, dogs, whatever. Like, I'd see an expression on their face and I would just give them dialogue. And I didn't ever really realize I was doing it. I always did. I always watched Saturday morning cartoons and The Wonderful World of Disney and all of those things.
What are Saturday morning cartoons again?
I'm so sorry. I know. I'm so old. Once upon a time, there were only cartoons on Saturday mornings and a couple of cartoons after school. There was like The Flintstones and Scooby-Doo and
I had it in the 90s, but nobody knows what it is today.
I know, because you can just turn on any device and poof, get to watch whatever you want to watch. Yeah. So, yes.
Sorry, I had to ask the question there.
It's all good.
What you were saying.
So anyway, we were talking about a test after a class, and I was apparently doing some character voice something, and my instructor came running over. She's like, "Was that you?" And I apologized because I'm like, "I'm so sorry, it just happened." She goes, no, you need to do voiceovers. And I was like, "Oh, whoa!" Like, it just never occurred to me that that was somebody's job. And so I did
some research.
How
do you think Frank got his voice?
I know, but it just I know it just seems so silly. And even now, I have a couple of nieces and nephews, and my one I got to be Pickles on Doc McStuffins, and they love Doc McStuffins. So we were watching, and they love the Pickles episode. And so they kept going, "That's Auntie Collini." And she's like, "No, it's Pickles." Like, he just was – that was too much.
Too extreme.
Like, no, it's not. That's not Auntie Colleen. That is
– it's not allowed to be Auntie
Colleen. It's Pickles. So I just, I decided that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to go to New York. I didn't want to go to Chicago. And I didn't really want to go to L.A., but I wanted to do voiceover, and that was the place to do it. So
now
the rest is history.
Now, for my friend Ed, who I do Power Dorks with.
Hi, Ed.
Which we need to get back to recording episodes of that. We're very, very behind on that. He is a massive fan of Sonic.
Okay.
So how were you able to get the role of Tails?
I'm just so lucky, I guess. I did it just – most of my jobs are auditions. It's like having a job interview 5-6 times a day. So I did an audition. I got a callback, which – and if anybody doesn't know what a callback is, when you do your initial audition, they narrow it down to three or four or five people that they really are interested in, and then you go and you have a callback in person. So I went and I had the callback, and poof. They said, yes, that's who we want for Tails.
And what was, like, some of the inspiration behind the voice that you used for Tails?
You know, when I decide what I'm going to do for an audition, I read the description. Lots of times, I love to have a picture. I don't always get a picture. I'm not always, they don't always give me what I want. But I like to have a picture. I'm a visual person. And then I read the description, and I have a range of boys in my wheelhouse, and so I kind of take that and I shift it to whatever those characteristics are. And Tails is very smart. He probably didn't say sweet, but in my mind, he's very sweet. He's Sonic's best friend. He's like the best sidekick. He will do anything it takes to help out his friend. And so I just kind of take all of those things and the age range and bleh, and then I start talking. It just comes out. I don't know. Writing always helps too, and Sonic Boom had just the absolute best brilliant writing.
Now, I'm looking over. I mentioned that I'm a huge fan of Spirited Away, Fallout 4, yeah. which I'm also friends of Wes Johnson, who does a lot of the Fallout games and essentially Bethesda games. But that also because we're down in that area. Yeah. So what were some of the voices that you did in Monsters University, Toy Story 3, Spirited Away?
So those big movies, we go and we have – they put us in what they call I guess in the credits they call it additional voices, and sometimes it's called a walla group. So there's a whole bunch of us at Disney on the lot, which is so much fun. I still get like giddy. I'm like such a little kid. I'm like, yee, I'm on the lot at Disney. But it's a whole bunch of us in the room, and mostly what we do is the background stuff. Like, so anytime there's a crowd, we, you know, they give us like a little bit about what the scene is about, and then we just go and we either have conversations with each other, or sometimes we do what they call a donut, and we're just kind of walking around in a circle in front of the microphone and saying things. And then sometimes they sort of have like mini auditions in there, like, you know, there's a certain amount of men and a certain amount of women in the room, and they, okay, we need a female voice. So all the women get up and do all those lines, and then sometimes they will pick the person on the spot, but sometimes they'll just be like, okay, moving on, and then we don't know who got it until we see the movie ourselves. So in Monsters University, for example, when Mike Wazowski gets to campus and he's talking to all those, like, there's all those people at the tables with the booths and stuff, I'm one of the first ones. Like, I'm Kay, and I'm here to say, have a great day, or one of those things. So you can, if you really, really listen, you can hear me in little places like that. And then also...
So you would be, that would be kind of like the same thing with Spirited Away, where you're probably part of the group when she's trying to figure out who her parents are and stuff like that?
Yeah, and so you're part of the group in whatever, anytime there's a scene where there's, you know, a lot of people or there's background noise or whatever.
See, I never knew that that's how that was done.
Yeah, isn't
like,
that funny?
Like it's funny, like when you were talking about the audition, like it seems like every year when I do an interview here at DerpyCon, they always go over the audition process with me. So my listeners have now heard the audition process for like 5 years in a row now.
Sorry.
It's perfectly okay. It's actually good because you never know who might be listening and what like what new listeners are listening to. But that part right there, like the whole lot thing, like never knew that.
Really?
Like that...
Yeah. Well, so for example, when I did Horton Hears a Who, it was the same kind of situation. It was a whole group of us. And there was a part where they had this little green, I don't know what she was. She looked like almost like a green giraffe-ish looking thing. It's you know.
That's a great description. The green giraffe-ish
thing. I don't know.
It's just a thing.
Yeah, and her name was Angela. And I got to do it. And so I actually got a credit as that. And so in addition to the additional voices being put in there, I actually got a credit for that. And that happens, you know, every once in a while. So,
And then
which
was,
is awesome.
What was it like doing it for the video games? Because I noticed you did both of the South Park games, two Final Fantasies, Fallout, Hitman. Like, what was it like doing the voices for those? Was it kind of like the same scenario for that, or were you actually brought in to, like, do a voice for it?
So my recollection for most of them, I'm brought in for, like, one specific thing, and then they say, okay, well, since she's here, she can do, you know, they
X,
they,
Y, and Z.
Yeah, and they've already decided. So, like... Final Fantasy, gosh, I don't remember what the first role was, but it was a bunch of them.
You did 7 and 13, according to the notes.
Yeah, and I just, I'm just trying to remember the character, but like for South Park, I already had played Karen on one of the episodes, so they had me initially come in to do that in the game, and then they were like, we're going to have you do the mom. Which is a source of great embarrassment if you've played the game. The mom of the new kid. And, you know, because there's some scenes in there where, you know.
So I'm not the biggest South Park fan, but I'll take your word for
it. Okay, well, so anyone that's played the game knows what I'm talking about. Because I told my son, I'm like, you can never play this game. It's a lot of, call them intimate sounds. Which could
hold
not
on,
be.
Hold on. This is not the Geek Erotica panel that's later tonight. That is the 18-plus panel, good madam.
That's why I didn't say. I don't know what words I can use. But anyway, so that's PG-13. Really embarrassing to be making those kinds of sounds in the booth by yourself. And people watching you do. I'm like, just don't watch me, and we'll just go for it. And like, okay. I'm like, so, you know, anyway, so the questions that come up when you're doing those sessions are very funny. But then when you've come across somebody who's played the game, then I get super embarrassed because then I know that they've heard those things. Anyway, and then the second game, they threw a whole bunch of stuff at me. So I had to be the mom again, and then didn't have to. I got to be the mom again, and Karen, and then all these other, like, they're like, do all these, he's like vampire girls or something. I can't remember, but like all kinds of stuff, which is great. So,
two last questions.
Okay.
Question number one,
yes,
is what are you looking forward to for the rest of this weekend here at DerbyCon?
I am looking forward to lots of things. I can't wait to do the Hidden Frequencies thing. That's going to be so exciting. I worked with a group called Fake Radio, and so it's very similar to what I get to do with that group. You know, have the script ahead of time, and so
a live reading. Get to plan it out.
Yeah, live reading of the thing, so that's really cool. The reading thing tonight, I'm very intrigued about that. The Argon something, I can't remember. So that'll be fun, and we have a great panel tomorrow. And I love meeting the fans. Everybody's so lovely. They say such nice things. I've already been given this beautiful piece of artwork, which was so cool, and everyone's just so nice. So, but I think those will be the highlights.
And then last question.
Yes?
Where can the people find you on the social medias?
Well, they can find me on the Twitter at...
That tweet thing?
Yes. It's got a little bird. At VO Colleen is my Twitter handle. And then on the Instagram, at Colleen O'Shaughnessy, which I know is crazy long, but I think it just pops up. It's all smooshed together, Colleen O'Shaughnessy in all lowercase.
That's the picture one only, right? That can get boring at times because people just keep posting their food.
There's a lot of food. A lot of food on the Instagram. I try not to do too much food unless I make something that looks really yummy. But anyway, so yeah, and I am on the Facebook, but it's not my favorite. I'll admit it, but I am on there too. And it's Colleen O'Shaughnessy Voice Actor is my fan page, I believe, that I rarely visit.
So just do the Google thing, yeah. Google Colleen O'Shaughnessy. You'll be okay. Yeah. Everything will pop up because Google.
And I'm good about posting about what's coming up. I can't post about a lot of stuff. I signed so many NDAs and I can't talk about a lot of the projects that I'm currently working on. But as soon as I can, you guys will know, I promise.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Colleen. Enjoy the rest of your DerpyCon. And ladies and gentlemen, also remember we've had Jeremy Lee. We got Mick Wingert. We have Mikhail Mosley coming on soon. Or when you scroll down on the page, you'll be seeing that soon. And obviously, Derpy Mania 2, the Pro Wrestling Fan Panel, and The Experience Live, this podcast thing, live as a panel. Those will be released at a little later time. So keep an eye out for those.